Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing. First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a Pepper Thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a Pepper Thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a Pepper Thing!
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yesterday, we heard that many consumers were investing in their existing property because they couldn't afford to move homes. That might mean they need new furniture and is perhaps one of the reasons why my next guest's company posted a 131% jump in operating profits here in Ireland. They're big, blue and yellow, and they sell prepackaged furniture with funny Scandinavian names. They are, of course, IKEA, and Mostafa Elgara is the acting chief executive of IKEA UK and Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Mostafa.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you on the show. Strong sales despite a tariff war last year.
Yeah, I mean, given the context we are in, the challenging economical context, the declining customer trends in general, we see it as a positive result driven by the trust the consumers place in us.
So they're obviously buying a lot of stuff from you, but your sales in Ireland were higher in 2023 than they were last year, despite opening up more collection points and pickup points.
Yeah, this is, of course, as I said before, we have been navigating in uncertain times. And this is also why we have expanded our network to come closer to the consumers through our network of plan and order point, but also investing to bring the goods closer into the Republic of Ireland, where before the goods were delivered from Peterborough in the UK.
Mm-hmm. Do the IKEA order and collection points make as much money per square meter as the superstores like the shop in Ballymun?
No, I mean, it's of course, it's we are looking at this as a wider implementation or a strategy to come closer to the Irish consumers in the territory. And it's more about being closer and helping the consumer to reach out IKEA in the way that they want to connect with IKEA. So it's an ecosystem of big blue box, as we have in Dublin, but also smaller customer meeting points where the consumers can find inspiration and support to plan their more complex projects.
Now, you've got 21 collection points located in Tesco car parks. Are you locked in with Tesco, or could you create new collection points in other rival supermarkets?
No, of course, we are... our omni-channel network, I would say to connect with the many consumers, it's also to make their life convenient. So if they are already connected with Tesco and visiting Tesco, this is more a way to come closer and make it more convenient for them. But we also have more than 600 DPD small items collection points, while our plan and order points and all our customer meeting point, plan and order point and store also can serve our customers with the goods handout.
Mm. Will the current energy shock play a big role for IKEA this year? And have you noticed any slowdown in business since the Iran invasion 6 weeks ago?
No, first... of course, what happens around the world is concerning, and we also acknowledge that it has an impact on people's life wherever they are, and of course in Ireland as well. Of course, we also notice that the pressure of the energy prices also make the choices even tougher, and we need also, we have a commitment to support the many consumers wherever they are by putting all our efforts in mitigating the impact on prices. And our recent investment in a fulfillment center in Ireland we believe has helped us to mitigate this in the time being. For example, with this new warehouse today, we are delivering our Irish customers from Ireland, while we had in the past 500 trucks driving 400 kilometers each. And this also allow us to today deliver more than 86% of our customers on zero emission vehicles. So all these actions and all these investments have allow us today to maintain our prices and still commit to mitigate the impact on our prices for the consumers.
What's popular in Ireland these days? What kind of products are we buying more of these days?
You know, we are passionate about people's lives, so we have a clear passion to understand how people are living. And today what we see is that what the Irish consumers are really interested in is really connected to their way of living. And today we have, let's say, two big trends. First, the pressure on housing. So IKEA is close to our customers and helping with all the living in small spaces solutions, but also moving boxes, big storage bags are the things that are the kind of articles that
Dundergubbe. Really is that what it's called? Dundergubbe.
Yes, exactly. But we also have another side of the Irish way of living, the welcoming side. We like to host people, we like to socialize. So wine glasses and dinerware are also very famous and nowadays.
Okay, and any plans to increase your footprint, maybe another big store?
We are always looking to optimize our ecosystem to meet our customers where they are. So we are, of course, exploring any opportunity that might come in the future. But first of all, we want also today to be really close to the customers, providing the most affordable and aesthetic range as possible.
Merci beaucoup, Mustafa. That's Mustafa El Gara, the head of IKEA UK and Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.